Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. I am your host, Richelle Wright, and Director of Social Media here with the GPCC. We are officially kicking off Season 2 of our Chamber Chats, and to welcome you all back, we're revisiting a few of our members from Season 1, and checking in with them to see what's evolved since we last spoken with them. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Jody Pear, an interior designer who delivers empathy and clarity to help you transform your home into a place that is a comfortable reflection of you. With remote work clearly sticking around, we spent some time chatting with Jody about how to create more meaningful and inspiring workspaces in our own homes and how to fight off those looming distractions. Let's dive in and learn more. Hello, Jody. Welcome back to the GP Chamber Chats. We are very excited to have you again and talk with you a little bit more. For anyone who hasn't watched our interview with you the first time around or learned about you before, let's just tell everyone who you are, what you do, your background, all that good stuff.
Hi, Richelle. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm very happy to be here. I'm Jody Pear. I am an interior designer working from my home in Grosse Pointe Woods. And so professionally, that's the service that I provide, our interior design services. And my background is I am certified as a house coach and as a true color expert. So all of those things just kind of merge into what my business is today and how I customize my services, you know, for whatever the clients need. It's not about me. It's like, this is my background. This is my training, but how can I help you? You know, I am just mostly, you know, I'm mostly passionate about helping people fall in love with their home. Mm-hmm. And however I can do that in a comfortable way for people, that's what I want to do. So I'm here for you.
If you haven't listened to our first interview with Jody, we'll make sure to relink that here in our show notes too, because she goes in a little more about your house coaching and what that all means and what that looks like. And I know we'll touch on this as we're going through here. Because a big part of what we talked about last time was how to make our spaces in general and our homes more intentional, right? Because we were very much stuck at home, right? Yes. We weren't really able to go much of anywhere. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about diving specifically into our home offices, right? Because now remote work is the norm, right? Mm-hmm. And it's here to stay. And specifically our workspace areas, what are some things that we can do to make it more meaningful, appealing, and, you know, just be a space that we want to spend time in?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's just so interesting. I think, you know, preparing for today, I was thinking back to my own behaviors, you know, when I worked in a busy office environment. And so, you know, In an office environment, it's like we have to now look at our home in terms of being an office suite, you know, and so look at your entire house as you're thinking about where you can work from. But the first thing is, you know, your basic needs have to be met. You know, it's like, what is your personal preference for a desk area? Do you want to sit? Do you want to stand? Do you have enough surface space to be working on? So though the lighting and storage. So those are things, you know, so desk, seating, lighting, storage, like those are the basic needs. So that right there, once those things are met and you're finding that out for yourself, then it becomes the power of decorating. And it's intentional decorating. So what do you want in your space? And I want to make sure I don't miss some points here because I just want this to be really helpful for people. Mm-hmm. But once your basic needs are met and then you start focusing on the decor, I want to change your perspective in how you're seeing that, because decor is powerful. It's not fluffy. it is very powerful, and it has the power to change our mindset, to improve our well-being, and to instill new habits in ourselves. So when you're thinking about those things and the work environment, what are like objects or images that you can use to cue yourself to do certain things or to feel a certain way. And so that just really changes how you look at the work environment. And so it doesn't have to be big dramatic things. I mean, I touched on the, you know, the desk and the chair, and of course those are big expenses, but it's also the small things. I mean, so maybe how do you want to feel when you are working? Like for me, I want to feel special. I want to feel indulgent. And those are little things. Like maybe you have a beautiful a glass or a beautiful mug that you're drinking from. Maybe just use that during your working hours. And, you know, a lot of us, like right now I have a notepad in front of me if I want to jot down notes. Well, maybe you want to buy beautiful paper. And it's like, that has not occurred to me in so many years. Stationery? Like, really? But maybe you have beautiful paper that you are writing on just for, just during your working hours, or you have a favorite pen that just feels amazing in your hand and that's your go-to. So how can you kind of trick the mind, not even trick the mind, but how can you entice yourself mm-hmm. to go to this workspace? So those are just some things, like just really, how can you make yourself feel purposeful and special or indulgent? What do you want to feel while you're working? So it's just kind of questions to ask yourself to help you get to those answers.
I think that's really important because, you know, when we are working in office environments, we don't always have control over our spaces and decor and what they look like. And because we're at home and we're working from home, it can get monotonous a little bit too here. So I think that's those are really important points. I think another big struggle, right, with remote work is distractions because we're at home. I know I do this. I, in the back of my head, it's like dishes, laundry, cleaning, mail, or whatever, right? The fridge is too close, you know, for me to go grab a snack. So how, you know, can curating our space where we work and also live help us stay a little more focused while we're trying to be in that work mode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one thing that I remember, you know, that can also apply at home, especially if there are people there, if you are sharing your home, if you're, you know, there is more than just you working from home, that it's going to get tough. So that has to be, kind of self-discipline, of course, you know, self-discipline. What are your specific needs? How are you working and how are you managing that with the other people in your home? But one of the things that I remember is signage. We used signs when I worked in a busy office mm-hmm. and you have, you know, a do not disturb sign. You had an out to lunch sign. You had a meeting in progress sign. I mean, those are little simple things that maybe that could work in your home. If you're expecting a delivery and you have no control over that delivery, put a sign on your front door. I mean, it's a new world, you know, and we kind of are all aware of this now. But signage, you know, signage, I'm on the phone. Can you please be quiet? You know, something, I don't know. I mean, maybe those are little things that you can create to use, you know, verbal cues or not verbal cues, but trying to get that point across, however that works for you. But that's one thing. Another thing is we used to use white noise machines. If there were confidential meetings going on, there were white noise machines in those spaces. And there are also sound absorption panels. And those can be applied to walls or to ceilings. They can be applied around light fixtures. There's lots of solutions for those. And I don't know if you pay attention to, you know, decorating trends, design trends, but in the workspace, you know, for years, they really started transitioning to this open concept workspace. And I never liked that. I can't function in that kind of a space, but it's funny to me now to look in the design magazines, especially for commercial space, they are building phone booths again. Right. They have phone booths, portable phone booths that you can have because they're finding out these open concepts don't work so well and we have to have privacy. So think about your home in that way and designating different spaces for different functions. But so the white noise machines and sound absorption panels, think about creating an ambiance for yourself, you know, when you're going to sit to do your work. I mean, maybe you want to be playing soft music or nature sounds, something that just kind of helps you detach from the things that are going on around you. A water fountain, maybe a small, a desktop water fountain, something that soothes you. And then, so those are all kind of physical things, like how do you block out those noises and those distractions with people? But again, when we get into decorating, this is how can you stay focused and on task? You can do that again by creating visual cues for yourself. And by that, I mean pictures. You know, I need visual reminders around me all the time. And so, one of the questions that we can ask ourselves is, why am I working? Why are you doing the work that you do? Are you doing it because you love it and it's meaningful? And if that's true, if that's the case, then maybe you want to have certificates or awards or maybe a group photo of a project that you worked on with somebody. You know, so if your work is meaningful and you love it and that excites you, place that in your space. You know, if you're working for a different purpose, like, are you working because you want to travel or because you want a bigger house or you want to move or something? What are those things? What can remind you of that fact to help you say, okay, like I've got these things that I have got to do. And let's just do that because there's a bigger purpose. And keep you on track. And I do that a lot for myself with creating like mood boards or vision boards, that sort of thing. And I constantly have them in front of me. It's like, how do I want to feel? What do I want to do? What do I want to experience? And what am I working towards? And if you think of using your decor as opportunities to do that, it's like, what are you reflecting back at yourself? And how can you help yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know I am like super fortunate that I have a space in my home that's an entire, I can use just as an office, which I know helps me with remote work, or cause I can be like, this is work office. And then I don't need to do anything else in there when I'm done. Mm-hmm. But not everyone has that opportunity, right? Some people don't have the space to have an entire room dedicated day in and day out for their home office. So what are some other tips? Let's say someone's having to work in the dining room, the kitchen, maybe even their bedroom. Maybe they just have a studio and it's one room, right? What are some other tips that they can do to make those space intentional and work for them?
Yeah. And there, I want to just kind of just remind you to look at the entire house, the mm-hmm. entire house as opportunity. So maybe, and I can't even, I can't believe I'm even going to suggest this because this goes against what I believe, but maybe your bedroom is the quietest place in your house and you have a beautiful painting in there that you love looking at. Maybe you want to choose a corner of your bedroom to go in to conduct phone calls or certain phone calls, or maybe you're working on a project and you need to gather your thoughts. So maybe your bedroom just feels so good to you that you go sit in your bed with a desk, you know, a lap desk, and start doing your research and write your notes down. But if you are doing that, I want to suggest that you transition that space back to a bedroom, because you want to sleep, you know, you want to set yourself up for a restful night. And if you have reminders of work around you, that's not ideal. So thinking of space, you know, most of the advice out there is no, your workspace should not be in your bedroom. And I completely agree with that. So if you are doing that though, do it temporarily, do it for maybe a specific task and nothing else. And what about your kids? You know, if you have kids who are maybe back in school and they're not home during the day, do they have a desk in their office that they're doing their homework from? I mean, maybe you can easily convert that to an adult version, you know, and set yourself up in there for an hour or whatever it is. Maybe they have a beanbag chair on the floor that is just like, oh my gosh, I can go sit in here and just get my, you know, clear my thoughts. And use every space in the house. Look at, like, I am sitting at a workbench. This is that my now 96-year-old father-in-law built many years ago. And this was in our basement. And we carried it up here. I have my, you know, my own office, thankfully, but we carried this up here and refinished it. And it's a very narrow but wide work surface. And it's perfect because I can stand, I can sit. Look at unusual items. I mean, maybe there's a sofa table that is just perfect. If you just clear some of the items off and add a lamp, a sofa table is small enough that you can easily move it, maybe place it in front of the window for an hour or something like that. Move things around. If you're, you know, you have some space in your living room, maybe do you have a bookshelf in there? Maybe you can replace that bookshelf with something that is more modern. They have these beautiful shelving units now that you hang on the wall. Mm-hmm. So you're not taking up the floor space. And then one of the shelves in that whole system, one of the shelves is deeper and it's intended as a desk or a writing surface. Mm-hmm. There's also a secretary style desk, where, you know, it you can fold it up and it's just a beautiful piece of furniture, but you hide your work at the end of the day. Maybe you replace a piece of furniture with something like that. What else was I thinking? A desk. Okay. The sofa table. Yes. Do you have any functional space in your attic that could be possibly be usable? And again, maybe it's not an entire conversion, but it's just, maybe you just spend, you know, 2 hours a day in that space or something. In the basement, is there a work room that, you know, there's tools and things like that in there? Or if you're into gardening, I mean, just look at these different spaces and can you just use them temporarily, not to sit there all day long for 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, but just temporarily. It energizes you. It makes you feel good. And it's just there for a certain task. And if you look at it that way, it kind of takes away that overwhelm and the burden of not having enough space. And don't get caught up in that because spread it out.
Yeah. I like the theme of this discussion of like your whole house can be used, right? We don't need to sequester ourselves into this. You know, there's inspiration all over our home. Yes. Right. And different. And that rings true, right? We feel different in different spaces and based on what we need to do, maybe we need that different energy from that different space.
Exactly. Yes.
So I want to plug too, though, that you have some of these decor items and things like that, that can help invigorate and those senses and whatnot, especially up on our Grosse Pointe marketplace too. So can you talk just a little bit about some of the things that you have up there that you offer to people, the physical items of what you do?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Yes. So the vision boards, the mood boards that I mentioned, I call those soul snapshots. And I love creating them. That's my hobby. And mm-hmm. I love creating them and I create them to evoke, you know, a mood, a feeling, a sense of just dreaming about what you want to experience in your life. And so when I create those collages, I have the ability to make those collages available in different formats, like a journal, a jigsaw puzzle, and what else? Oh, and then digital art that you can download. And so if you simply want the collage, you can frame it and hang it on a wall, or you can use it digitally as a screensaver. It just to perk you up. It's just inspirational. And I try to mix, you know, a combination of feelings and colors and just evoke different themes. Thank you for that, Rochelle. Yeah. Wasn't even on my mind.
Well, you know, we're talking about all these things, especially the visuals of what we're doing. And you have some of these, especially I think they're important. If you're struggling to figure out what type of visuals you want, right, or what type of decor you want, it's a good starting point for sure.
Thank you.
As well. So Jody, if people want to learn more about you or reach out to have you, you know, come help them curate their spaces a little bit more, what's the best way for them to do that?
Email at jodypear@gmail.com, or you can call me. I have a website, jodypeardesigns.com. I'm on all the platforms. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and I'm out there and I am trying, you know, I sometimes fumble with technology, but I am doing my best to be accessible, and I am here to help you. And I just want to quickly recap, yeah, just to say, if you are working from home and if you feel you are lacking in the proper space, just as a refresher, it's like your functional needs first. What do you need for comfort, and what are the tools that you need? But then bring in, so this, your needs, your comfort, then add beauty, because beauty has, when we look at something beautiful, we are altering our own well-being. We're shifting our own energy by looking at something beautiful. So bring beauty into your space, and then inspiration, and you will have, it could just be a tiny little corner, but you'll have a space that you love to go to. Set yourself up for success, make yourself feel good, and only you know the answers to that. And I'm here to guide you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jody. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll go forth and be inspired.
Thank you, Rochelle. This is great.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grossepoint businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the Chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grossepoint communities, visit www.grossepointchamber.com.